Hello and welcome out to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville, here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday evening. Time to talk more Bartlesville High Bruin football. BHS getting ready for their third district game of the season as they'll travel to Sand Springs to take on the Sandites at Charles Page High School on Friday night. Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Evan, great to be back on with you this week.
Yep, excited to have you back here. Coach skipped us last week. He had a prior speaking engagement, so had a chance to talk with Coach Sport, Coach McDaniel, and Coach Munoz, but Coach Blankenship back with us tonight, and also back with us this evening, Jason Breimer.
For the hey, Dutchess how are you Family doing, Bottles. Evan?
Hey, Jason, how are you, sir?
I am doing great, thanks.
How's everything in the Dutchess world?
We are getting ready for something really exciting this weekend, Friday night. We are going to rock and roll. We've got the Oldies and Goodies Car Club.
That's right.
Coming out Friday night at 5. People are going to be bringing their classic cars and setting up lawn chairs. And we've got John Wooten and Deuce Played coming out to play some rock and roll for us. And everybody's invited. We're going to be grilling some hot dogs. I think there may be some beverages.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where is that going to be again?
Right there at the dealership at Dutchess Ford and Dutchess Toyota, just off of Highway 75, south of Nuwata Road.
Can't miss it.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I'd be remiss to ask, did you end up giving away a car at the golf tournament there?
We talked a little bit about the golf tournament last week. It was a fundraiser for the hospital, and we had a Ford Escape on the third hole.
Uh-huh.
It was only 188 yards.
Right.
Absolutely no one made a hole in one. I am stunned. They had over 100 golfers and not one hole in one.
Were you camped out at the third hole watching?
You know, I got to spend a good part of the morning out there.
Did anybody come close?
Not even close. there were several players that hit the green.
Sure.
There wasn't a hold your breath kind of moment.
Gotcha.
I was really hoping we'd give that car away, though. But, man, what an absolutely gorgeous day to sit on a golf course.
Yeah, we're getting hot again here around this area for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But
I've got to interject right now. You said you're really hoping to give that car away?
I would love nothing more than to see somebody sink a 188-yarder. It would have made me happy to see
figured
that car
you were
go
over
with
there.
Somebody.
Figured you'd be sitting over there trying to, you know, really, really working on your prayer time.
That would have been fantastic.
And of course, you've got all your regular stuff going on at Dutchess.
Well, of course we do. We've got the 995 oil change every single day at both Dutchess Ford and Dutchess Toyota. No appointment necessary, but you can get online at Dutchess Choice and make an appointment. Of course, any new vehicle that you buy from Dutchess, whether it's a Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln, comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And most important, like I said, Friday night, it's going to be rock and roll at Dutchess.
There you go.
So if you're looking for an inexpensive date night, come out 5 to 7, rock and roll, bring a vintage car. Come enjoy with us.
Should be a lot of fun. Jason Breimer, Dutchess Family of Autos, and DutchessChoice.com. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you to Jason Breimer, who came and stops by and chats with us before we kind of get into the show here as we talk Bruin football every single Wednesday from 6 until 7 o'clock. Hideaway Pizza right here on K1. Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. And coach had kind of a wild one, I think wilder than most people would have thought on Friday night against Sepulpa. Ended up falling to the Chieftains 63-58. And I don't know that I've been involved with a 121-point game in my brief broadcasting career just yet.
Listen, I don't know if I've ever coached in a game as wild as that one was. It was both teams had over 40 points at points scored at halftime, and it was definitely an interesting. It was a explosive offensive night for both sides.
No question about it. And I obviously thought we could kind of start with a lot of the positives and obviously a lot of the positive for you all on offense. Really a major explosion for you guys, both running the football and passing the football. And I know that you guys had struggled a little bit on the offensive side the last couple of weeks against really good teams, Del City and Booker T. Washington, but
sure.
It kind of took out that frustration on Friday offensively.
Listen, we've seen it coming. Our offense has gotten a little bit better and a little bit better every week. I know you probably get tired of hearing it, but that's our goal every week, is just to get 10% better. And in 10 weeks, we'll be 100% better than we were week one. And that's our goal every week. And we've seen that continuous progression, especially up front. It starts there for us on offense. Our guys are getting a little bit better every single day. And it really was seen by everybody on Friday night. That was a big step for our offense. I think we can expect to continue to see that kind of production. The kids, once it clicks, you know, and we tell them, hey, we see you do it once, guess what, we expect every time. So that's something that we definitely hope can continue throughout the rest of the season.
And it was familiar faces, guys who have been having, you know, good years to this point, had really kind of clicked it into another gear. Obviously, DeAndre picked up where he left off. He's averaging more than 200 yards a game now, and even without having played the last quarter and a half, because he tweaked that right ankle, still got about 290 yards, 4 touchdowns, 11 on the season. So he continues to just have a tremendous senior campaign.
DeAndre's having a phenomenal senior year, already over 1,000 yards rushing this season, which is definitely a big positive. Lakin Cloutis came in and rushed for right at 200 yards as well. So we had a big night running the football. I think both of those guys, the first people they would point to would be to our guys up front. I think senior Keaton Harris is getting ready to come on with us here in a little bit, and he was definitely a big part of that production. We had a lot of runs that went right off of his back, those guys have gotten better every week.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship during his weekly coaches show here on K1 live from Hideaway every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And you mentioned Keaton Harris, and I noticed the offensive line as well. There were quite a few of those runs where they'd hit a big old hole and no one even touched them. They'd run through the secondary and no one even got to them. If you could, because I don't always get to them a whole lot during the broadcast, let's run through some of those names.
Yeah, absolutely. At left tackle, Cody Kiesling has had a great year for us. He's a senior guy that came back with a lot of experience, but also a guy that has played in some different systems and is just done a great job of learning our terminology, learning the expectations. Coach McDaniel, who primarily works for the offensive line, does such a great job with them. Next to him at left guard is Devin Fellows. Devin has done a really good job. Devin is a very strong young man. Really plays with a low center of gravity, has good leverage, very athletic at that guard position, and just does a phenomenal job. We're excited to have him back in a year. Obviously, we talked about Keaton at center. Keaton is one of the strongest players on our team, really does a good job of just getting the ball set, getting us lined up. He's got that extra duty of getting the ball snapped and making sure our snaps are on point, and that's a big part of just that mesh between the quarterback and the running back, making sure that snap's hitting the quarterback in the chest every week. At right guard, last week, a young man named Colton Green, sophomore, started for us and really did a great job for us up front. Colton is a two-way starter right now. He's started at defensive tackle for the last several weeks and came over on the offensive side and really had some big blocks. Matter of fact, the first touchdown, I think it was third quarter, early third quarter, that Lakin Cloud has scored. He was untouched, and that was a big kick-out block by Colton there, and did a great job. And then at right tackle, another sophomore, Curtis Fodor, is he's one of our best linemen right now. He doesn't, when he walks in the room, you go, man, that kid doesn't look like he's starting in 6A at right tackle. But man, he plays with such great effort. His mechanics are excellent. Really does a great job on Friday nights, and we expect his future to be really huge. He's got a chance to play some college ball if he will continue to work in the weight room and change his body and continue to grow. He's going to be a really good one. You'll hear his name a lot in the next couple of years.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship during his weekly radio show here. Bruins falling to Sepulpa last week by a kind of wild final score of 63-58. Just finished up talking about the offensive linemen. Briefly wanted to go over a few of those numbers. mentioned DeAndre's night, 23 carries, 282 yards, four touchdowns, had 5 yards receiving, and that was really just in two and a half quarters of play. Didn't play at the tail end of the third or any of the fourth. And I did want to talk about Ben Winters. We'll talk about Leak and Cladis here in a moment as well. Ben, 17 of 26, 166 yards, two touchdowns, had 36 yards rushing, which was something we hadn't seen a whole lot from him prior to this past Friday. And I thought really kind of something that had been building the last several weeks, kind of a coming out party for him, and it was nice to see him come out and have a ton of success.
Absolutely. Ben is again, he's another kid that gets a little bit better every week, man. We had five drops the other night, so he's 22 of 26 with those five balls that hit us in the hands. If we bring those down and really just exceptional numbers for a high school quarterback. We've seen that in him, and so excited to see him put that together on Friday night. Really threw some great balls in the game, and those other 17 times. Now we had five drops. We had 17 good catches by some of our skill players and our receivers. So it's starting to they're starting to mesh. They're starting to click a little bit, and I'm excited about the progress. I want to say this. We keep having it's not showing up on the scoreboard, and man, we want it to. But our coaching staff is still encouraged. We've got a vision for what our football program can be, what our kids can be, and we are slowly working our way toward that. There's many victories, kind of like we're talking about right here, inside of every game.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of them I thought on Friday as well was Shane Simpson coming back. I think that probably helped Mr. Winters as well. 7 catches, 92 yards, one touchdown. Shane had one of those drops in the play prior to his touchdown reception, and that was really one of the better throws I've seen the last couple of years out of any Bruin quarterback. Yep. It was a play where Ben was rolling out to the far sideline, and he had a guy underneath. I think it was a third down, if I remember correctly. He had a guy underneath that could have gotten him the first down. Instead, he kind of lobbed it over double coverage into the back corner, yep. And Shane, who's not the tallest fella in the world, settled underneath it and got the touchdown grab, and I thought that was one of the better plays of the ball game.
No doubt. I remember the exact play you're talking about. He was rolling to his left, which is already a tough throw for a right-handed quarterback, and saw the corner kind of jump that underneath route, threw a perfect ball to kind of flatten Shane off away from the safety and really dropped it in there, and was a really nice execution by both Ben and Shane. Now, no, like you said, Shane dropped the pass before, but when a guy makes a mistake, you love to see a player, you know, a gamer, when we're coming right back to him, we want to get his confidence back, and just because you drop a pass doesn't mean you can't catch a touchdown on the next one, and that's the mentality of a young man named Shane Simpson, who does a great job for us.
Talking with Lee Blankenship here, Bartlesville head football coach, during his weekly coaches radio show. Bruins getting set for a game at Sand Springs on Friday. We'll have a preview of the Sandites and also a chat with Bartlesville offensive lineman center Keaton Harris coming up a little bit later on in the program. I was glad you mentioned Lakin Cloudus a little bit earlier. He was our player of the game for the broadcast crew. Obviously, he's a guy that's played plenty of varsity football. He started quite a bit last season. He's gotten quite a few carries this year. But he came in and picked up right where DeAndre left off and really continued to give you guys a chance in the late parts of that third quarter into the fourth quarter. Lakin's final numbers, 23 carries, 201 yards, two touchdowns, and he did a tremendous job late in that ballgame.
Yeah, absolutely. Lakin is a young man who we have always felt confident handing the ball to in any situation. DeAndre has had such a hot start, man, and just the things that he's doing with the football have been really good. But Lakin has had some carries scattered in. He's done such a phenomenal job. But a big part of DeAndre's big start is Lakin in the front. He's the lead blocker and has done a great job in embracing that role. And we were perfectly fine putting him in the backfield and letting him go when DeAndre came over with the ankle sprain. So was really proud of him and just his ability to move positions in the middle of a game and still, you know, most of his yards came in that situation, still have that kind of performance was big time from him. He's just a junior, another younger guy that we're really excited about his future.
And plays quite a bit on defense as well at one of those linebacker spots. So enjoyed getting him to see him play a little bit on Friday night as he was one of the players toward the end of the ball game where it looked like you guys might be able to come back and win that one at the very end. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about DeAndre's injury. Obviously tweaked his ankle. We were watching him on the sideline a little bit. was having trouble putting some pressure on that right ankle. What's his status? And I know Tom Beard a little bit banged up too.
Sure. Yeah. DeAndre, we have him in a red jersey this year, which red means stop for this week. So red means stop. In other words, no contact. He moved around a little bit more today and jogged around on it. He's feeling better. He's not really limping very much. He's a game time decision. Obviously, he's got a bright future and going to have a chance to play some ball at the next level. And we're gonna do everything we can to take care of him. But also, you know, he's chomping at the bit and wants to play. So we'll take it day by day and see how he's feeling Friday.
Talking with Lee Blankenship here, Bartlesville head football coach on the Bruin Football Coaches Show, getting set for that game at Sand Springs on Friday night. Coming off a 63-58 loss to Sepulpa last week. Coach, you guys forced a couple turnovers, got a really big one there, obviously, during their penultimate drive of the ball game where it looked like you had the ball down five and might be able to drive down and win it. Obviously, the defense had really been probably the highlight from the last couple 3 weeks and then kind of hit a snag on Friday.
Sure. You know, that first drive when they got the football and we went bang, bang, three and out, our defense looked really, really solid. They punted. We went down and scored. I thought, man, we might have a chance to win this game by 20 points.
Same thing. They
changed their scheme on us a little bit. They actually they did some things that a lot of credit to their coaching staff. They did some things that we hadn't seen on film. And talking to them, you know, afterwards and in the JV game the other night, they took a page out of the Collinsville playbook and did some things. Used the fullback more than we had seen. Ran the ISO play right at us a little bit. And they did a good job of scheming us up. And our kids were there. We were fitting it. Still, we made a few adjustments, and our game plan was still solid. Once that number seven and that quarterback broke a couple tackles, it kind of snowballed on us, and those guys got a lot of confidence, and we second-guessed a little bit in going down there and making those tackles. So it was a shootout. I've got to mention another young man. You mentioned Tom Beard. We were a little bit banged up. Tom's been banged up for the majority of the season and really got his foot rolled up on and landed tough. And Tom played the entire game in a lot of pain and you know, from that corner position, and made some plays for us, defended. It's hard to run when your feet are in a ton of pain. And we're waiting to hear on his status as well. But was really proud of his effort on Friday night and how hard he played. All of our kids playing banged up, that's part of it, wanting to represent our community. And I'm proud of their effort. Their effort's been great all year.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously I've gotten a chance to see Tom now for three or four seasons, both in football and basketball. And there's not a tougher kid probably out there than him. And he's a kid that I can remember when Bartlesville football was getting, you know, blown out a couple of years ago against some other bigger schools. I can remember him diving on loose fumbles and whatnot. That's just kind of the kid that he is.
He's a ball player.
No question about it, as we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Hideaway Pizza every Wednesday night, 6 to 7 o'clock, right here on K1. You had mentioned a little bit about the defense, and I think you kind of hit on this, but I wanted to ask you about it as well. Some of that mental, it sounds like, maybe more so than even physical. With the tackling, I think maybe it gets into their heads maybe a little bit. They start thinking more than just going out there and popping the guys. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I'll concede that. They you know, we're in the right spot a lot of the times, and just don't wrap up that big old quarterback that they had. And again, to their credit, they had two players that were really, really good. They haven't handed the ball to number seven on film all season long, and they put him in the backfield and did some things with him. And you know, we're in the right spot, and he wiggles out, or he makes a move and gets up the field and gets some extra yardage. And after a while, those things start snowballing, and maybe your kids do play with second guessing a little bit, or with a little bit of hesitation.
Sure, and obviously, as we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show every single Wednesday, 6 to 7 o'clock, right here on K1. There was a question I wanted to ask you, and it's more almost a question of personal curiosity than anything else, and I had a couple parents ask me as well. There was an odd play in the third quarter of that game where you guys were very close to a first down on a second down run, I believe, and it looked initially like the officials weren't going to measure it. The white hat kind of eyeballed it, said it was short. then I think maybe your sideline got in his ear, and they ended up coming out. And
I asked him to measure.
Yeah, and they came out and measured it. And then after they measured it, it seemed like no one could tell for a couple of seconds or two. He had to kind of get on his hands and knees and look. A couple questions. When that ball's out there and they get those chains out, does it have to be in front of the pole? Does even with the pole get it to you? If you got a nose on the pole, what exactly? Because obviously we were about as close as you could get to having a first down and not a first down. What do you know? And if you don't know, no problem.
Let me give you the explanation from the official. They had a card on them, and they said they could fit the card in between the ball and the stick. So Listen, that's part of life, man. We tell our kids all the time. We can't control that. We can't. The only thing we can control is our attitude and our effort. If the official makes a bad call, if the other opponent talks trash, if we miss a tackle, if we drop a pass, those are things that after the fact we can't control. So we're not going to focus on that. We're not going to waste our time focusing on things we can't control. What we can control is our attitude, making sure that's great. We can control our effort and making sure that that is great. And when our attitude and our effort are perfect, we're focused on that, then good things are going to happen for us. And I've been really proud of our kids all season long, their effort as well as their attitude, but especially their effort from the start of the game to the finish of the game has been really, really good.
And then, you know, ruling wise, Jay and I talk about this a lot during the broadcast, and we've talked about this for years. They seem hesitant to ever actually measure. Is that some kind of an OSSAA thing where they try to look at it before they measure just to speed things up? Because I think I've been doing this for 5 seasons, and I've probably seen 3 measurements, and it seems like to me there's probably a couple each game that would maybe warrant that. Do you know?
That's a good question. I haven't heard of point of emphasis about that in several years. I don't remember hearing that, but I mean, I could see them just wanting to speed the game up.
I'll just say this and leave it at that. If it's too close to tell when you're an inch away, it's too close to tell from when you're in the middle of the field. So maybe just go ahead and get the chains out and give it a gander.
No doubt. I'll tell you what, from my point of view, it looked like a first down to me.
The press box thought the same thing, sir. So no question there. As we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio show. Other thing I wanted to hit on before we get into Keaton Harris, who's going to be our player profile, and obviously we'll have a chance to talk about the Sand Springs Sandites as well. Penalties, a little bit of a problem on Friday night. That wasn't something that had really reared its head a whole lot until Friday. It looked like a little bit of an anomaly to me. How do you diagnose that?
Penalties hurt us on both sides of the ball. They really hurt us on defense. We had a couple of personal fouls that, you know, late hits, and I think some of that right there on the sideline, right on the sideline, where there were a couple of them, and some of that's just, man, is this guy going to cut back inside of me, and our kids just, again, second guessing. We've got to clean that up. We're going to have to play great, clean, mistake-free football to be able to compete with the teams in our district for the rest of the year. And we tell our kids that's our advantage. We're an academic school. We've got some very intelligent kids on our team, and that's something we can use to our advantage. We can't be silly and let some of those goofy penalties hurt our team.
Lee Blankenship, Bartlesville head football coach here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the program. Got our player profile. Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Keaton Harris going to join us. We'll talk some offensive lineman stuff and talk a little bit about Keaton and his journey over to Bartlesville, his first year in the program. And then, of course, we'll talk with Coach Blankenship about the Sand Springs Sandites as well. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show from Hideaway Pizza on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeon's difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
It's been another warm, humid day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We will be looking for a moderate chance of some showers and thunder showers for later tonight and tomorrow morning. Now, those will fall apart, but we'll have temperatures dropping down to near 68. For tomorrow, look for that chance of showers mainly in the morning and then becoming partly sunny and afternoon highs at 84. We do see Friday pretty much just a quiet, partly cloudy, and temperatures running in the mid-80s, gusty south winds. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around as we look in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and ending sometime late Wednesday. Get ready for 2 to maybe as much as 5 inches of rain. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
You can do more than the minimum wage, and you can do more at Tri-County Tech. Last year, our average adult graduate wage was over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. What's holding you back from doing more? Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Off to DeAndre Young, breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage, has open field to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown Bartlesville, touchdown number 4 for DeAndre Young, 20 yards out. That is his 11th touchdown of the season. Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, and also Bruin senior center offensive lineman Keaton Harris with us, who's going to be our player profile this evening. Keaton, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you, sir?
Good, doing great. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on the program with us. Obviously, first year in the Bartlesville program, transfer from Dewey. And just, you know, overall, first off, just thoughts on how the season has gone thus far. How has that transition been for you since the beginning of the season?
It's been a blessing from the get-go. The guys accepted me like family once I got here. I have great teammates. It's been a blessing from start to now. And I think our team's heading in the right direction in terms of maturing and the fundamentals and the scheme that coaches are trying to get us to buy in. But overall, I think it's going really good.
How nice was it for you as an offensive lineman to see a lot of success offensively on Friday? I had 13 points combined the two games prior, and then you put up 58 against a good Sepulpa team. You know, that's lost and everything we're talking about. That the Chieftains are 5-1, so let's not forget that in the grand scheme of everything. How big was that for you to finally kind of have some success as far as points on the scoreboard go?
It was great. You know, offense, you know, we didn't back up the defense very well in the last two games, and we thought, we have to step it up and take it to a next level. And D trusts us, and we trust the running backs and quarterbacks, and they do a great job of and coaches to get us in a good position. But we're very excited. We worked our tails off Friday night, and we came in with a demeanor to just go at it and compete, you know, all night long. So.
And how fun is it to block for those couple of running backs that we just talked about? Obviously, DeAndre is having a great season, more than 1,000 yards. We're only halfway through the season. And then, obviously, Lakin came in and had a great evening backing him up in the second half. How fun is it to block for those two?
We're blessed with two great backs in the backfield, and it's fun because they're talented and they know how to hit the holes just right. But, yeah, being their starting center and playing up front with these guys has just been an amazing process. DeAndre and Lakin both do a great job, and I'm excited to play along with them.
Keaton Harris, senior center, offensive lineman for Bartlesville, player profile tonight. Keaton, I'm sure you've at least practiced some other offensive line spots. I don't know where you played at Dewey. What's the difference for those of us that watch a lot of football and have never played it between being an offensive lineman and a center and just being a regular offensive lineman? Obviously, the difference is snapping the football, but what goes into that?
Yeah, I've been center since I was a sophomore, but I've also played left guard and left tackle, and I also played right guard. And all three positions are very different. I mean, center is more of a technique type of deal. You know, you got to be kind of athletic and use good technique playing center. But, of course, left tackle is very important too. You know, we're taking quarterbacks blindside a lot of times, and you have to make sure that you're fast off the ball with great footwork as well. But, yeah, being a center for this team is a lot different than, you know, other positions that I've played before, especially moving up to 6A. But, yeah, I'd rather play center. I guarantee you that. So
Keaton Harris, senior offensive lineman, player profile tonight. The one thing that kind of I always think of when I see you play center and when I think about Bartlesville is, and I think about this a lot from being an Oklahoma State football fan, the Cowboys don't ever go under center because they're so used to being in the shotgun. In fact, it gives them major problems, if you can remember back to years past, going under center. You guys will go under center quite a bit, and also in the shotgun. You're in the shotgun the majority of the time, but you guys will line up in a straight-up I formation or whatnot, so it kind of keeps you on your heels a little bit, I would guess. Yeah. You really got to kind of use your brain a little. You can't just go back and rifle that thing back there like some people can.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, most of the time we're in shotgun, but when Ben comes up, it ain't nothing like we don't practice, you know, and we do a great job in practice of always repping those kind of things, little things that coaches harp on. So, yeah, it's a lot different.
And obviously, you know, we had a chance to talk about Ben in the opening segment, Coach and I did, but he had a great ball game on Friday night against the Pulpit. He's been maturing every single week, and I think there's definitely a step ladder there of how well he's played from the first start all the way to last week. How fun is that? I know you can't turn around and watch him, but how fun is that to play in front of?
Ben has prepared like a champ. I mean, he really has practiced hard and took in what Coach Munoz has for him, really took it serious on the little things, like I said earlier, about, you know, taking footwork in the pocket, stepping up in the pocket, handling the football right, putting us in a good position to win. But Ben has done an outstanding job of getting us, making sure the plays are clear, being loud when he says hut, so we know when the play starts. And, so Ben had a great game Friday night, passed the ball well, did what he just, you know, did him. And that's what Ben can do every week, and I believe that he's going to continue to get better every week as well.
Keaton Harris, Bartlesville offensive lineman, our player profile tonight during the Lee Blankenship show here from Hideaway Pizza on K1, talking about Bruin football ahead of their matchup with Sand Springs on Friday night. Let's talk a little bit about Keaton Harris not playing football. What do you do for fun, Keaton? When you're done tonight, what are you going to do?
Probably go home and watch film and do some homework, but for me, I love to be outdoors and do activities outside of school. Kind of gives me a little break from, you know, sometimes the chaos. But, I love going to church and spending time with my youth group and serving the Lord. So
give your church a shout out.
Yeah, Tuxedo Assembly of God.
There you go. Talking with Keaton Harris, you mentioned outdoor activities. Any specifics on that? What do you like
to
do?
Yeah, I love catfishing. I love deer hunting. I love everything from duck hunting to all kinds of outdoor sports.
Now,
so
when a coach had brought Cody Winters on a little bit earlier, he had mentioned that he was one of the few country boys. I'm assuming Keaton is one of the other ones.
Keaton's the other one. That's right. Country boys, you know, they say they can survive.
Uh-huh, that's accurate. So you're catfishing and deer hunting. What? Give me the biggest that you've nabbed on
you
both
know,
sides there.
The biggest I've ever nabbed was a 35-pound flathead. But it was more on the limb line. It wasn't rod and reel, so I really can't take credit for it. Me and my grandfather, that's a big deal for us, is when we spend together on the weekends, we go fishing and hunting and stuff like that.
That's cool. And where was that you got that one?
It was east of the Verdigris River past Nowata, of course.
Okay.
We have a blast all the time doing those kinds of things.
Last week, I think Lucas Hammock had mentioned fishing as well.
Yeah.
And he had only caught a 7-pound. Fish. So
that's why he reps the defense.
Yeah. So you're five times better than him. As we talk with Keaton Harris, Bartlesville senior offensive lineman. Favorite TV shows, Keaton?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but it would have to be ESPN, the Outdoor Channel, or
okay,
or you know, something simple like that.
How about movies?
Oh man. Probably a John Wayne film or. Coach Blankenship, shout out on that one.
Yeah, Coach Blankenship was in his ear on that.
Listen, music. I think my boys need to – I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
young men in America today need to watch more John Wayne movies.
Yeah, toughen up a little bit.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. And then, you know, music, stuff like that, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, obviously it's country. I love Christian music as well, but those two are my favorites. So
there you go. Keaton Harris, Bartlesville senior, offensive lineman. Plans for when you're done here in May, Keaton?
Yeah, I plan to further playing football in college somewhere. Plan to go to Bible college and get a bachelor's degree in pastoral ministry.
Cool.
I feel like God's called me to do that, and I'm very excited for this process, taking a step forward. So it's been a great process, and we're looking forward to it.
Game on Friday, obviously taking on a good Sand Springs club, only one victory on paper, but certainly a team that it's been pretty close to winning a couple other games. But you guys still have some opportunities to do some things and shake up the east side of 6A2. Obviously, you've got a lot of season ahead of you, only five games down. Just your thoughts going into that ball game.
Our team doesn't back down from anybody, especially when it comes to, you know, when our back's against the wall a little bit. We prepare every week. Like we're 0-0, 0-0, and we're going to continue to be that way and have that mindset. Like I said, my teammates and including myself, we work our tails off in practice, and we're not afraid to be 1-3 because we, you know, we'll go right back in next Friday and go win a football game and shock everybody. So we're going to keep preparing like we've always have and change nothing.
Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Keaton Harris. Keaton, thanks so much, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Keaton Harris here, our player profile tonight on the Bartlesville High Football Coaches Show. We'll take a break. We will come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the Sand Springs Sandites when we return. You're listening to coverage of Bruin football during the Coaches Show every Wednesday, 6 until 7 o'clock, right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeon's difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag. Seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's been another warm, humid day across much of southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. We will be looking for a moderate chance of some showers and thunder showers for later tonight and tomorrow morning. Now, those will fall apart, but we'll have temperatures dropping down to near 68. For tomorrow, look for that chance of showers mainly in the morning and then becoming partly sunny and afternoon highs at 84. We do see Friday pretty much just a quiet, partly cloudy, and temperatures running in the mid-80s, gusty south winds. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around as we look in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and ending sometime late Wednesday. Get ready for 2 to maybe as much as 5 inches of rain. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeness difference means for you.
Snap. Winters rolls out right side, throws on the run in the end zone, and the pass is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Bartlesville. He held on to it 11 yards deep in the end zone. Shane Simpson with a touchdown grab. Man, Jay, that was double coverage. What a throw by Ben Winters. That was the play we were alluding to a little bit earlier in the program. Ben Winters' first touchdown of 2018 to Shane Simpson, back corner of that end zone. Bartlesville ended up losing that shootout to Sand Springs, 63-58. But obviously, Coach, as we talked about a little bit earlier, that was really cool to see, and has been really cool to see, not only last week, but the last several weeks. The progression of Ben Winters has been just a lot of fun to watch. He has grown up so much, yeah, even just since we got those first snaps against Collinsville, which was just, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah, absolutely. Ben's, and he's still growing. I mean, that's the exciting thing. His ceiling is so high. We really expect big things from him throughout the rest of the season. And then, obviously, you know, he's got another year.
Yeah, yep, just a junior, as Coach mentioned. And there's a lot of, and we've been pointing this out more and more during the broadcast, but obviously we've had a lot of the big-time seniors through this program, and we talked about the seniors, and of course we'll talk about them on senior night and so on and so forth. But there's a lot of people on this football team that have made some major contributions that will be back in navy and powder blue again next fall.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's exciting, you know, as a coaching staff for sure. And our seniors, my goodness, we're gonna miss them, and we're not looking ahead for anything. Our seniors are a major part of what we do, and our seniors are going to win some more games for Bartlesville this year. But we are excited just about our youth and the guys that will be coming back as well.
Yeah, excited about 2019 and beyond, but we still got quite a bit of 2018 left, and obviously it starts on Friday night against Sand Springs, and a good Sandite team that's a little bit snake bitten, and obviously I kind of compare their season to the season you guys are having. It's not too dissimilar, 1-4, but a team just like you guys could easily be 3-2 or better.
Absolutely, they've played some tough opponents, and they are very, very capable.
No question about it. They lost last week to Muskogee 45-27, and that was a weird ball game. They lose by 18, and you probably think, oh, that one wasn't really very close throughout, but they actually led Muskogee by 3 points going into the fourth quarter. Ruffers scored 21 and answered to win that game by 18 points. So it's certainly a team that you mentioned that is more than capable of playing. They've got homecoming. It's another home game for them, and obviously I think you're going to see a couple of teams on Friday, that are going to want that one pretty badly.
No doubt about it. Sand Springs has also played a Greenwood, Arkansas, which is a powerhouse, perennial, state champion contender.
Won state last year.
They've won state a lot over the last dozen years, and then they lost to a team from Texas Batesville, Texas, and that deal when four Tulsa area teams. I think it was Broken Arrow and Jinx and Bixby and Sand Springs all went and played those Texas teams, and so that was a really good opponent, and then, like you said, man, the film from Muskogee last week, I mean, it was a good ball game. Sand Springs did some good things. They're dangerous. They've definitely got the ability to make plays on both sides of the ball, and did a really good job in the game. So they're definitely a good opponent.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of that film from Muskogee before I had read the game story, and I had seen the final score. Muskogee 45, Sand Springs 27. And I watched the first quarter or so, and I thought, I think maybe I got the score turned around. I think maybe Sand Springs won. I went back and checked, and then I read the game story, and it made a little bit more sense. But certainly they came out firing, and they looked like the better football team the first half of that game, no question about it.
Absolutely.
Talking with Lee Blankenship here ahead of Bartlesville and Sand Springs on Friday night, a broadcast we'll have right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Obviously, you guys a little bit familiar with them on the skill player side because you guys went down to Charles Page High School and did your 7-on-7 drills there this summer.
Yep, that's right. We got to see them a lot. I think we went four times to Sand Springs and did the passing league with them and with Bixby, and Tulsa Edison was there as well. So our kids are familiar with them. I mean, my goodness, we scored a lot of touchdowns in that 7-on-7. So defended them well. We got to see their kids up close and in person. Feel like it's a good matchup.
Yeah, Caden Pennington is their starting quarterback, who I got to see a couple times and went down to 7-on-7. He's been their starting quarterback for a while. He only threw the ball one time against Bartlesville last year, and that was that kind of funky game where Peyton Scott, who now I can't remember where he ended up going to college. I know he ended up going somewhere pretty good, maybe UCO, something like that. He had like 500 yards rushing against Bartlesville and wasn't too dissimilar from like an offensive output that we saw against the Pulpa last week. And yeah, they're a team that'll throw it and run it. They'll be balanced. They mostly run this year, but they've got a whole new bevy of running backs. All those guys, Peyton Scott and his backups, all graduated. In fact, I think Pennington was the only one returning who had a rushing touchdown from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And their quarterback, Pennington, he is a really solid player. He actually reminds me of just a little bit less flashy version of the quarterback we played last year. He's a big, strong kid. They are using him a lot in the quarterback run game. And he's dangerous, man. He's a big body, and teams have had a tough time tackling him. So he's definitely a guy that we've got to know where he is. Their other running back, number one, and I don't have their roster in
Joel
front of
Mackey,
me.
I believe is his name.
Mackey, he is a really good athlete, and they do a lot with him as well. He's more of a shifty type of a runner. It reminds me of the two backs we saw last week. They're actually really similar in their offense and defense from as Sepulpa was from a week ago. So,
talking with Lee Blankenship, Bartlesville head football coach, here on his coach's show, getting ready for the Sand Spring Sandites on Friday. Week of preparation, coach, last week or so, how have things been? I know, obviously, you know, losses can kind of wear on people sometimes,
sure,
especially when they come kind of, the last one was a little bit heartbreaking just because you felt like, yeah, played them at the very beginning, everyone bounced back okay?
Absolutely, man. Here's the thing, and our coaching staff, I'm so honored to work alongside of these guys. Our number one goal is to build winners for life. Our players, scoreboard losses are tough and they hurt and they're gut-wrenching, but at the end of the day, if we can help our players go on and understand what it means to be a good man, when they're a good leader in our community, a good daddy one day, a good husband one day. Hey, I don't always feel like getting up and going to work every morning. Sometimes I don't feel good. Things happen in life that are tough, and a good man, a man of character, has got to just continue to push forward, get up, and keep working, and eyes straight ahead. And that's what we're really trying to instill in our boys, and they're really bought into that. We've had a great week of practice, actually, and I'm really proud of our kids for that.
And that's been something that's really struck me over the last several weeks is the start that you guys have had. I think go into a couple different things. I think the attitude that you mentioned, everyone kind of comes out fired up, positive. Yeah. On the sideline, both on the kids' side and the coaches' side as well. And I would guess that there's probably some game planning and scripting and some success you guys have had in the film room as well, because you guys have had some really good starts to ball games, especially in that first quarter. You know, had an early lead against Sepulpa. Like we mentioned before, played Booker T. Washington, I thought, in the first quarter of that ball game. Collinsville obviously had a 14-0 lead. Dell City, same deal. So you really had a lot of successes in the first quarters of games.
We have, and that's a big testament to my coaches, man. They work so hard. We've all got bags under our eyes, and it's because of the amount of time we're spending in front of those computer screens and trying to make sure. We promised our kids at the beginning of the year that nobody would outwork us, and we would do everything we could to have them in positions to be successful this year. Are we perfect? My goodness, no. There are several calls that I would love to take back from a week ago that could have made a difference in the game. But it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier with our kids. It's attitude and effort. Those are the things that we can control, and those are the things we're going to focus on.
You know, going back to kind of X's and O's for a second here, you mentioned Sand Springs and their quarterback, Caden Pennington. I think you hit the nail on the head. Less flashy version of Eli Williams who you saw last week. And that was another thing we talked about, game planning. And of course, you guys had some issues tackling a little bit on Friday, but you had forced them into several bad situations with third down and longs. And then it seemed like if the if the play had gone according to plan, you guys probably would have gotten off the field a lot. But Eli Williams did a really good job of improvising, and he had a couple big backbreakers. In fact, I don't know how many of those 63 points they scored on third down, but it seemed like it was almost all of them they scored on third down and 8, third down and 9, third down and 11.
Yeah,
like that.
You're exactly right. Even the first one, just, you know, we go back and, man, we defend them really well, and then they, you know, they get, it's about third down and 9, and they have the double reverse pass and to score to tie the ball game up, and that was how they act, you know, they really got rolling. And hey, credit to their kids, credit to their coaching staff. They really played hard and dug themselves out of some of those situations, and we were right there and just didn't always make the play when we needed it. So
talking with Berlin head football coach Lee Blankenship ahead of Bartlesville and Sand Springs on Friday night. I know we've gotten a chance to talk about this quite a bit, but I wanted to mention it again because there's only been two home games and both the crowds I thought were tremendous. And obviously this last game, the offense was a little bit more potent, and I think that always kind of gets people into it a little bit more. And going back and just listening to some of that ball game, I was struck at how loud and engaged the crowd was. It was completely full once again. So you've had pretty close to two home side sellouts through two games.
Yeah, that's been really cool to look up and see for me and especially for our kids to look up and see the amount of people in our community that just are rooting for us, that want to see them be successful. They put in so much work, you know, and that's something that we preach every day and talk about. We're not just representing ourselves. You're representing all of us. You're representing our town. You're representing our school, and our kids take a lot of pride in that. And I think that's another big reason for the effort all the way to the end of the game. You know, we don't have to win every game to still be able to hold our heads and keep our honor. And that's something that our kids have really bought into. But the crowd was phenomenal Friday night. Just really have been blown away by the amount of support. In that venue, people coming to watch and cheer and support, and in every venue, just since I've been here in this town, this is the people here have been so good to myself and my family, and we're really just honored to be a small part of our community. This is a great place to live. It's home.
And I think that you know, the positivity starting with you top down is not only infectious through the guys, and obviously you heard Keaton talk about that, but it's in the community as well, and the parents and other things. You know, as a radio voice of a team, you run into parents and people that'll talk to you, and you know, a 1-4 start, I wouldn't normally hear as many positive things from people. And I've heard a lot of people saying nothing but positive things about your team and your program, and obviously that hasn't always been the case, so it's nice to see, and I think it starts at the very top.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate that, and again, that's weird for me too, man. People have been so good and so gracious. I think that you know, I think people are seeing what we're trying to accomplish in long-term vision, and again, it's more inside of our program and with our coaching staff. It's more than just about wins and losses. It's about, like we said, creating winners for life, and our number one goal, our main purpose, is to see our young men leave our program and go out into our community, into our state, into our nation, and be great leaders, live as young men with great character, and again, be great husbands, be great daddies one day. And at the end of the day, we can use this game to teach that lesson as well. Our coaches say it all the time, like this: we're not going to use a game to, or excuse me, we're not going to use boys to win a game. We're going to use a game to win boys.
Lee Blankenship with us, Bartlesville head football coach ahead of the Bruins in Sand Springs on Friday night. It's their homecoming. I think that's worth mentioning as well. Obviously had a squad come in and kind of spoil your homecoming, so I'm sure that would be just as sweet to go on the road and win that one. And I know that you don't talk about it so much as a team, but I mentioned it before. I think some really wonky things after you get past Booker T and Bixby in this district. Everything else, who knows?
So, yeah,
there's still a lot of football left to be played.
A lot of football left to be played, and my goodness, there's a lot of teams on our schedule that we have are very capable of beating, and vice versa. So we've got to just keep focusing, keep doing what we're doing, focusing on getting a little bit better each week. I honestly didn't even know it was their homecoming, and that doesn't matter to me at all. What matters to me is that our kids jump out there and play as hard as they can again. Have great effort all night long. Play with character, and we'll see. see what happens at the end.
Wanted to mention a couple of things before we get out of here. 7 o'clock kickoff, Charles Page High School taking on Sand Springs, 6:30 pregame. Of course, we'll have that one for you, the play-by-play broadcast, right here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. You can always listen worldwide, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. And this was kind of set up, obviously, you could see it before the season started. You guys are plenty used to playing on the road. This year had 6 road games and obviously 4 home games, and it's certainly kind of road heavy to begin things, so you've gotten pretty used to having to load up those pretty powder blue buses and drive down to the Tulsa area.
It does make the trip a lot nicer when you get to ride in a nice air-conditioned bus.
Better than the school bus, is that right?
that is right. No, man, hey, you know, that's something else that, you know, home or away, it's those are things that we can't control, and just try not to focus on that type of thing.
And I'll mention the nice buses product of that bond issue a couple of years ago. When the next bond issue comes up, maybe there will be a press box in there. You can please call the radio station, ask me, and I'll tell you about that Custer Stadium press box. We'll work on that one next.
It sounds good.
Coach Blankenship, we appreciate it. Travel safe down to Sand Springs on Friday, and hoping for the best. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure to be on.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on his weekly radio show, 1400 AM, K1 FM 93.3, and BartlesvilleRadio.com. Back to regularly scheduled programming on K1.